Yeah, I think looking at the draw, Oisin, that means Donegal will be quite happy with it. Okay, we know we haven't performed to what we were doing last year. We're not playing with the same intensity. And, you know, we've struggled really in the last number of matches. But I think it's a great opportunity for Donegal. There's a number of signs on Saturday evening that some players are coming back to form and they're going back into Crow Park. I think, yeah, it's a good draw from Donegal perspective. I'm sure it's one that James Horne would rather have done without at this stage.
Looking at the stats from the championship so far, Donegal have come through three very, very tough tests in the four games they've played in the championship. Where Mayo coming through Connacht haven't really been tested, so it's going to make for an intriguing battle come Sunday, Declan.
I think so, and you know, you look at the two teams who come down very much different roads. We've had Tyrone, a very tough match at the start of the campaign back in the 26th of May. We had Down, another tough physical battle. We had Monaghan in the Ulster final. And again, Leash last weekend, whereas, you know, Mayo will be the fresher side, there's no doubt about that there. They've racked up big scores against Galway, Roscommon and London, 5 goals last day against London. And they also have the Killian O'Connor who came back on that day scoring 3-3, and also Andy Moore back from last year. So yeah, it's going to be a difficult assignment from Donegal's perspective. But I think it's one that Jim will have the lads well tuned into this weekend. And he's expecting a big improvement from a Donegal point of view. And they will need to improve if they're going against the last four.
Let's speak about Tyrone and All-Ulster quarter-final as they face Monaghan. If Tyrone are going to defeat the Ulster champions, we would expect them to improve in their performance, which they put in against Meath, because only for Sean Kavanagh, Tyrone could have been out of the championship on Saturday night, Declan.
Yeah, Sean Kavanagh was absolutely outstanding, and he's been playing extremely well for Tyrone, and another big performance on Saturday night against Meath, which eventually got them over the line. And, you know, it'll be interesting to see how Monaghan cope now after winning their first Ulster title in 25 years. I know the celebrations went on for a number of days after that. And, you know, Tyrone have been working hard and playing a lot of matches. And, you know, the last two matches against Kildare and Meath have been tough matches for them. And it's going to be an interesting one. Tyrone have probably in the last 10 years, I think they met twice in Ulster finals in the last 7 years. Tyrone and Monaghan, and Tyrone have come out on top on both occasions. And I think it's one that, you know, if Mickey Hart was looking at going back in February or March and he was told that the Monaghan in the last 8 August bank holiday weekend, he would have taken that. So, yeah, it's one that's going to be, I think, another tough battle. It's a local derby. You know, you'll have Malachy O'Rourke, who was manager of Eric Kilcure, and he'll have a good inside track on the Tyrone players. Also Ryan Porter, a native of Dromore, and training the Monaghan team. So they'll have a good insight on the Tyrone side. But it's one that I expect Tyrone to come out on top of. Their experienced players, and you know, I think Tyrone will be in the last four come the weekend.
And finally, Declan, just a note on Jim McGuinness's expression of his players picking up a serious injury in the championship this year. We've already had 4 of the Donegal camp go to hospital with concussion in recent matches. What's your thought on, I suppose, the tackling and the heavy hits that are going in Donegal players? Jim McGuinness is of the opinion that there's now a pattern forming here and the referees have to do something about it.
Yeah, I think the referees, definitely. And, you know, I'm sure Jim has done this and he's spoken out at the right time and going into the last eight for next weekend. I'm sure referees will probably be taking note of what's going on. But yeah, there's been a number of high-profile incidents, none more so than Mark McHugh's. And, you know, he's out of action for the next 4 to 6 weeks anyway. And yeah, there's a number of players seemingly targeted on the Donegal team. And, you know, you look at any of the matches that we've watched and covered, Oisin, you can see the likes of Michael Murphy and Colin McFadden and Paddy McBurty. And, you know, the amount of close attention that those guys are getting. And, you know, the referees and umpires and linesmen alike, you know, we'll have to take action.